Happy Labor Day. Seems like I'm always saying that, though it's only once a year. But Labor Day is always on a Monday, and the Point of View blog is always published on Monday. So Labor Day for us is big. Labor Day was established by Congress in 1884 to recognize, quote, the strength and esprit de corps of the trade and labor organizations, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. In the Great Org Chart of Life, there are three categories of players present. The top tier is for leaders. Middle tier is for managers. Lower tier is for the workers. Labor Day is specifically focused on the workers. Now, the unsophisticated observer would say that all of the work is done by the people on the bottom of the pyramid. The people in the middle, the managers, are there to make sure that the workers show up on time and do what they're paid to do. The leaders, or so the delusion goes, just linger over breakfast at the club, check in at the executive suite mid-morning to check stock prices, leave for a long lunch back at the club, move back through Privilege Parkway to collect their messages, then leave early for their afternoon tea time with a client back at the club. The truth? Work is performed up and down the org chart. For the workers at the bottom tier, their efforts operate with clear metrics. A unit of effort is clocked in. A unit of output is shipped out. Their hands are busy whether their mind is engaged or not. For the managers in the middle, their work is important as well. They pursue the leader's vision, execute the leader's strategy, supervise the workers who have been given their assignments. Managers are the connection between the leaders at the top and the workers at the bottom. Leaders, their work is to see around the corner, into the future, and to create a vision for the way things could be, given a world-changing effort by their team. Then the leader constructs a strategy. That's a way to get from where the team finds itself today and the place where vision places them tomorrow. Ultimately, the leader must find and refine the managers who embrace the vision, understand the strategy, and are ready to supervise the workers who will do the work. It's work for the workers to work. It's work for the managers to manage. And it's work for the leaders to lead. Work runs up and down the organizational chart if things are working. The same is true in the kingdom space. Within the human community of faith, there is also an org chart in place. Leaders, managers, and workers, each with a critically important work that is theirs, uniquely theirs, to contribute to the work of God. Leaders in the kingdom, managers in the kingdom, workers in the kingdom, each are doing the works of God, but each category responsible for a different genre of work in the kingdom. How do their assignments differ? The leaders in the kingdom bring vision, strategy, and assignments to the team. The managers pursue the vision, employ the strategies, and supervise the workers. The workers accept their assignments from the managers and do the work. Hebrews 13 reminds us, "Obey your leaders, submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you." Workers and managers, the majority of any community, are ordered by God to relate well to the leaders who are over them in the kingdom structure. Who are those leaders? And do they all get a career paycheck down here for their role in the kingdom? Here's the truth that drives the master's program forward. All church leaders are kingdom leaders, but not all kingdom leaders are church leaders. Many of those kingdom leaders are employed in the marketplace, but await their kingdom role as leaders and are ready to bring their vision, strategies, and assignments into the Great Commission. That is their work.